Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Tuesday of the 13th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we examine question and answer 33 of the Heidelberg Catechism. In confessing the truth of who Jesus is according to the Scriptures and reiterated in our Catechism, we have looked to him as the only begotten Son of the Father, begotten, not made. Today we turn our attention to this description of Jesus as the eternal, natural Son of God. Heidelberg Catechism, question 33. Why is he called God's only begotten Son, since we also are the children of God? Because Christ alone is the eternal, natural Son of God, but we are children of God by adoption, through grace, for his sake. Jesus is the only eternal Son of God. He was not created, as we noted in our confession of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 25. He had no beginning, and he will have no end. John 1 verse 18. No one has ever seen God. The only God, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. Jesus, who is at the Father's side, has made God known. Jesus has always been with the Father. There was no time when Jesus was not, and there will be no time when he will not be. In confessing that Jesus is the eternal Son, we confess the Trinitarian relationship between the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has always been. There was not a time when God decided to become triune. There was not a time when God split himself into three persons. The Son, as a description of person rather than a position of subordination, has always been the Son. The Father has always been the Father, and the Holy Spirit has always been the Holy Spirit. But Jesus is not only the eternal Son, he is also the natural Son of God in that he was born of God. In fact, in prophesying the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, the prophet Micah in Micah 5 verse 2 speaks in a manner that lets us know Jesus did not become the Son of God at his human birth, but was so from eternity. But you, O Bethlehem Ephratah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. This mystery of the incarnation, that the one from old, the ancient of days, would be born of a woman, that the Son of God would become fully man, this will be discussed more fully in our examination of question and answer 35 of the Heidelberg Catechism. But suffice it to say that Jesus was from God and no other. Jesus was the natural Son of God. And again, as the Nicene Creed declares, he was God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. Not only is Jesus begotten of the Father, not only is he the eternal, natural Son of God, Jesus is the only Son of the Father. While he had earthly brothers, they were not begotten by God. They were conceived by Joseph and Mary. Though he calls us his brothers and sisters, he is the only begotten Son of the Father. No creature, seen or unseen, no other being in all of eternity is on the same level as Jesus the Christ, he who is the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth, as John tells us. Indeed, as the word translated only, or only begotten, in John 3:16, depending on your translation, where we find God so loved the world he gave his only Son, or his only begotten Son. The word that is used here literally means single of its kind, or one of a kind. Thus, none other in heaven or on earth is like Jesus. He is the only begotten Son of God. This truth is of great comfort to us. For it is Jesus Christ, begotten of God, the only eternal and natural Son of God, who was sent, because God so loved the world, as John 3:16 reminds us. Or, as John reiterates later in 1 John 4, verse 9, in this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only, again only begotten, Son into the world so that we might live through him. This is the love of God. And we who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ can know without doubt that we live through him, for he is the only Son sent into the world by God for that purpose, that the love of God might be made manifest among us, and that we, in turn, might give all honor and glory to God alone, he who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.